This is the Entrepreneista Podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done.
And what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram.
With no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises. Hi, Entrepreneistas. Okay, so the response from our first mini-sode last week was absolutely amazing. And lots of you reached out and said you definitely want more content like this. And I'm just so glad that I can truly add value and help. And of course, we'll be continuing to do amazing episodes where you can meet other Entrepreneista founders and hear their stories. But Courtney and I do want to be able to pop in here as well and provide you with as much value as possible. So it is the first week of February, and we know we're still super early in the year. I know many of us have set New Year's goals and want to focus on health and wellness this year. And one of the reasons why we actually decided to focus our upcoming Entrepreneista Founders Weekend event on wealth and wellness is because we really need to be sure that we're all always taking care of ourselves, both mentally and physically. Entrepreneurship is a tough road. I feel like it's also an Olympic sport, and I've learned that it is just so important that we have the stamina physically and mentally to really be able to keep going each day, to persevere through things that get thrown at us and thrown our way as we're building our businesses. And I always say this, but if we do not take care of ourselves, we really can't take care of anyone else, especially our business. So I want to be sure that we're prioritizing ourselves this year and beyond. It doesn't just go for this year. It goes for all years. We have to take care of ourselves. So today I want to talk with you about how I have personally made wellness truly my theme for this year. It was my word of the year and really my theme for the year that I picked for 2024. And I'm going to share with you how you can do it too. So even if wellness isn't your theme this year, or your word of the year, it still can be. So I'm going to share a few of my secrets with you now. Here is my very first secret today. My secret or solution for prioritizing wellness has really been putting everything on the calendar. So I schedule it all out. This goes to taking time for me to go to the gym, putting time on my calendar to go out and buy the food that I need to eat to be able to take care of myself, putting time on the calendar to just go outside and take a walk and get up from my desk and making sure that I'm moving my body. And look, I know there is more that I can be doing. I could probably go to an extra, yoga class each week or a stretch class or, take an extra walk. There's definitely other things that I could be doing, but I've learned that I have to give myself grace. I tell myself all the time that all I can do is the best that I can do each day. And I know that if I don't schedule things, I definitely do not have a shot of it happening. So scheduling everything, putting it on the calendar. I actually this year shared with everyone, I bought Jesse Eitzler's, it's called the Big Ass Calendar. I was talking about it actually on our Startups and Stilettos episode that just came out with Carlin, that just planning everything, putting it on the calendar. And I literally blocked out times in my calendar from now until the end of the year to work out. For me, it's working out with a trainer because that's what helps me, because I don't have the discipline to do it on my own. And that's just something I know about myself, which is absolutely okay. So try to schedule things, put it on the calendar. And if for some reason something comes up and you don't do it, reschedule it and make sure you get it back on the calendar. For me, I try to make these wellness times in my calendar really non-negotiable. So if something else pops up and I have something else that I need to be doing to taking care of my physical being or for my mental wellness, I will not schedule over those things. And that is one of my biggest secrets to making sure that I am taking care of my mind and body this year. My next secret is I am not the wellness expert. So it's actually no secret that I am not the wellness expert. I have learned that I need to surround myself with people that are, so I can actually learn from them. So I'm an expert at a lot of different things. I'm an expert at scheduling things. I'm an expert at building communities and building businesses and marketing and social media. I am not an expert at wellness. So what I've learned to do is to take the initiative to find people that are the experts that can help me and I can learn from them. And I also know that there are so many other areas I still need to learn about when it comes to taking care of myself and taking care of my body and other modalities that I've not tried that could probably help me. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way. I've talked to lots of our members of our community that share that they also want to focus on their health and wellness this year, but they need help from others to really learn how to do that. So yes, I'm an expert at scheduling and community and finding resources and solutions. So I've done that for our community, myself and our whole Entreprenista team. I wanted to really be able to bring together all of the incredible wellness experts and resources to our Founders Weekend event this year that we have coming up so we can really share all of this with you. And I'm excited to learn. I just feel like if we can collectively learn together, we can also find wellness accountability partners. So this is actually one of my personal goals for the event this year. So actually on last week's episode, I talked about setting goals for when you go to events. So one of my personal goals at Entreprenista Founders Weekend is to find a wellness accountability partner. Now, once we learn all of these new ways that we can improve our mental and physical resiliency, who can I partner with to help to hold me accountable? And we can really hold each other accountable. So if you're interested in this, make sure to find me at the event and tell me that you're in, or DM me ahead of the event on Instagram or in the community platform. At our Founders Weekend event, we're going to be learning all about EFT tapping with Amanda Bible. We're going to be learning about mental resiliency when building a business with Natalie Walton. Something that has truly helped me over the years is actually therapy. And we're going to be partnering with BetterHelp to bring that to our incredible community. And we want to keep sharing these amazing resources. The founders of The Barcode are going to be at the event. They're going to be doing a transformative music-driven workshop that combines body movement and breath work and visualization and meditation. And that's really going to help all of us with our energy alignment. Now, some of you that are coming are going to get a chance to take a yoga class. Some of you are going to have the opportunity to have spa treatments, and we're actually planning a lot more for Founders Weekend. And I just love that we're going to truly be able to make the weekend very holistic and allow everyone to not only build business friendships and relationships and learn, but also focus on our mental and physical self and being. So wanted to share that tip with you. I know that I'm not the expert at everything, but I know how to find the resources that are and to be able to learn from them. So super excited for all the learning that's to come this year. Okay. Now my third secret for wellness this year is sleep. I have actually set a new rule for myself this year that I have to put my phone down by 10 p.m. So I started to find that I was staying up past 10 o'clock. I would be on my phone, doing emails, on Instagram, in the community platform, and I would just feel awful the next morning, which would carry over into the whole day and my quality of work would suffer. And for the past few weeks, really since I feel like January 1st, I've really been sticking to this. I think maybe only 1 or 2 days I didn't follow my new plan for myself and I stayed on my phone past 10 p.m. and I paid a price for it, especially the next day. But sleep truly supports our brain function and our physical and mental health. So I am prioritizing it this year and beyond. My husband also reminds me that using your phone before bed is actually terrible for you because the blue light, it actually fools your brain into thinking that it's daytime. So when that happens, your body stops releasing a sleep hormone called melatonin. And melatonin is actually nature's way of helping us wind down and relax and really prepare our body to go to sleep. And the body starts releasing this a couple of hours before bedtime. So if we get on our phone right before bed, it can be so hard to shut our brain off. And I know our phones can be very addicting, and as busy entrepreneuristas, we have so much that we want to do and that we want to accomplish. And sometimes it feels like before bed might be the only time to get to it. I know I have felt that way a lot, but I promise, as someone who is definitely has phone addiction, if I can do it, I definitely think you can do it. You can absolutely do it too. And you're going to feel so much better the next day. So those are my three wellness tips and secrets for the start of the year and what I am prioritizing. So first, scheduling time to take care of myself and my body. I'm putting it all on the calendar from now until the end of the year. It's all going on that big ass calendar that I have and in my phone. And next is finding the experts that I can work with to help me learn from. I know that I'm not the expert in absolutely everything, but I know that I can find the right people to help me do the things that I need to do to take care of myself this year. And finally, making sure that I am prioritizing sleep and the importance of sleep and putting my phone down by 10 p.m. So I hope that you hearing how I'm going about it this year is helpful for each of you. And maybe there are one or two of these tips and secrets that you can take away for yourself and try to start implementing this year. And I'm just so excited to bring lots of these ideas to life at our Founders Weekend event in May. So if you have not already reserved your ticket, you definitely can still reserve your ticket. We do have a few VIP tickets left, and those come with a spa treatment and our VIP dinner. And we also have our general admission access tickets available too. I am just so excited to connect with everyone in person, and I'd love to connect with you all ahead of the event as well. So please, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Head over to the community platform if you're already in our Entrepreneurista League community and send me a DM. If you're not, please head over to Instagram and introduce yourself. You can head over and find me on Instagram personally. I'm at Steph Jill Carton, and I will link out to everything in the show notes as well. So just head over there. You can tap my Instagram, the Entrepreneurista's Instagram, and make sure we're all connected, and also have the links over there in the show notes to Founders Weekend as well. And I am wishing you an amazing and very productive week ahead. And we will be back next week with an incredible Entrepreneurista that you are going to get to learn from. Hey, thanks for listening and leaving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it, and we'd love to stay in touch with each of you. You can listen to all of our latest episodes at entrepreneurista.com and connect with us on Instagram at entrepreneuristas. We'd also love to invite you to join the Entrepreneurista League, our private membership community for trailblazing women. You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/the-league. We'll see you there. Wishing you a productive week ahead.